ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we're continuing to read from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabarhi. And today we're reading two verses, 76 and 77, because they're together. So we'll read both of them. Yata trinacha lukeyam Napayati apayati cha Natya jendriya manopi Pragdehabi matim jana Chatatrina jalukeyam Napayati apayati cha Natya jendriya manopi Pragdehabi matim jana. I'll read the second one also. Yata, as Trinajaluka, caterpillar, iyam, this, na apayati, does not go, apayati, goes, cha, also, na, not, tyajet, gives up. Mriyamana, at the point of death. Api, even. Prak, former. Deha, with the body. Abhimatim, identification. Janaha, a person. Yavat, so long as. Anyam, another, na, not, vindeta, obtains, vyavadanena, by the termination, karmanam, of fruitive activities, manaha, the mind, eva, certainly, manushya indra, O ruler of men, bhutanam, of all living entities, bhava, of material existence, bhavanam, the cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Purport. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus he remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life, so much so that even at the point of death, he abhors leaving his present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in a coma for many, many days before giving up the body. This is common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and all society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political posts, and they either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to transfer himself to another body. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaram iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, verse 27. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior body. One who acts like a dog or a hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog in the next life. A person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or a president, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog, he chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, he lies in a coma many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another. Sometimes, in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the prime cause of such a situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated and one is forced to accept them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaram bhavan tyajati ante kale varam tam tam evaiti kontaya sada tada tat bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think as either a dog or a god, and the next life is offered to him accordingly, God with a small g. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 13:22. Purusha prakitisto hi bhunte prakiti jan gunan karanam guna sango sya sat asat yoni jamasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body according to his association with the modes of material nature. If he associates with the mode of ignorance, he gets the body of an animal or an inferior man. But if he associates with the mode of goodness or passion, he gets a body accordingly. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:18. Urdvam gachanti sattvasta madhyatishtani rajasaha jaganya gunas vritista ado gachanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. The root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to human society, because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Lila Pravishta, entering into the planet Goloka Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita explains, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavam yas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishyate tad anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion he can enter into the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. To enter the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as he is, one can become eligible to enter Krishna Loka and associate with him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind can also get one a body like those of dogs and hogs. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanagyana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I'll keep it very short because it was a very long purport and verse. And there's a lot of different points being raised by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. The description is becoming very descriptive of how the soul transmigrates from one body to the other. They give the visual of a caterpillar going from one leaf to another. So it looks like it's very smooth. You know, he hangs on to one leaf and then pulls away from the other. So in this way, the material nature made it very, made the arrangements that the soul just transmigrates subtly from one body to the other according to the desires and consciousness that he has developed. So one thing is are the gross bodies that, you know, we have to take in this material world, and another thing is the subtle bodies that we're developing gradually as we become elevated or degraded. So actually the body that we will have is developed in our subtle consciousness, in our thought process, in our desires, in our consciousness. So we have that power to actually create our future body by developing a certain type of consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada finishes the purport by saying that to develop Krishna consciousness through the mind is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Very clearly explains that there's no greater perfection than absorbing the mind fully in Krishna consciousness. So it's explained in the purport that if we are influenced by tamas, we all know we get inferior bodies, either inferior human bodies or animal bodies. That means we degrade ourselves if we are influenced by, overwhelmingly influenced by the mode of tamas, ignorance. If we are influenced by the mode of passion, then somewhere or other we remain in the human platform on this earthly level. And if we develop goodness to higher and higher degrees, we will be given the body of a demigod in the heavenly planets. But if we develop Krishna consciousness fully, as it's mentioned at the end of the purport, then we be transferred to the spiritual world. So it's very clear, it's very scientific. According to what desires and consciousness we develop, that's the body we will have in our next life. So we can see that departing, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, is a big test for the human being, especially those that have a lot of power and control, those who are in big positions, prime ministers, kings, dictators. They have a lot of difficulty to give up their bodies because they tasted, you know, power and control over the masses. And we see that it's in many cases it's true that dictators and kings, they hang on to power until the last breath. And then they might even be in a coma for some time because they're still very attached to the position they had. And this we can see, it happens quite often, that taste of power is so great, and the not knowing where the next destination is causing so much fear that they really hang on to their position. And here Srila Prabhupada says that the political leaders, they think that how will the country be run without them, that the entire country and society will be in chaos. So there might be some truth in that, but on the other hand, we see, for example, in Belgium, there's already 200 days that we're without a government, and things seem to go on quite smoothly. It's becoming a little bit long, but so they might feel that they're not that important or necessary, hopefully. So departing is definitely a big test for us. When the moment of death comes, it's a big test of what level of consciousness we've developed. And we cannot cheat, you know. It's a little bit, it's like karma, we cannot cheat, you know, providence. In this world we might get away with committing some criminal act, but we can't get away from karma. In the same way we can't get away from the final test and where we're really at. We can't make a show and, you know, put up a show of devotional sentiments, you know, where we really tested where's our consciousness at, what level of consciousness we've developed. We can't trick Krishna, or, you know, we can't make a show of it. Whatever level of consciousness we've developed will be tested, and we will be rewarded accordingly in Krishna consciousness. So if we really achieve the highest level of Krishna consciousness, we'll be rewarded with the highest gift, which is personal association with Krishna in the spiritual world. If we still haven't achieved that perfect consciousness, we will be given another opportunity to continue in that development. So it's very clearly mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada speaks a lot about coma. So he says that persons who are too attached to their present position, usually we hear of persons who you know, they had an accident or something shocking, or some disease, heavy disease, and they are kept in coma either artificially or just they can continue breathing and living for a period of time. And for the materialist, that means that they are so attached to their present body or so fearful of their future body that they try to hang on as much as they can to the body that is usually in the hospital being maintained with the functions, with the basic functions. In case of a devotee, we might also see that sometimes a devotee is in coma. We shouldn't take it as the same principle, but that sometimes a devotee, Krishna might have plans for that devotee, or it's unclear what the plans for the devotee is, whether to perform more service in this present form and body, or to go on to his next destination. That might happen with devotees, that they might have some desire to continue some unfulfilled service they're rendering, or some desires to continue fulfilling service. But ultimately Krishna takes care of his devotee, whether in coma or at passing away. And Srila Prabhupada talks about material nature as being very strong and forcing the living entity to the next destination. As we mentioned, many persons don't want to leave their present body, and they hang on to life with all their force, but the laws of nature will force them out. You know, there's no question of not being forced out of one's body. Nowadays, the science, the materialistic science, those who are really materialistic and want to enjoy, you know, eternally, they're making promises and trying to discover things to kind of make people think that they can go on, you know, at least much longer than what they are going on now, with full functions and beauty and things like that, because, you know, nobody wants to get old and disease and die. So that science is trying to create this illusion even more by giving promises of very long lives and healthy lives. But the laws of nature will force the living entity out of whatever bodies they have, either by accidents or disease or old age. And there's no question about it. I guess mostly when we know that our consciousness is not so good, when we're influenced by ignorance and to some level passion, then we become more attached to remain in our present body, because we have a feeling that the next destination is not going to be so great, so better stay in this form as much as possible. While if we develop goodness and especially Krishna consciousness, then the soul is more willing to continue its journey and go forward in their spiritual elevation. So we're actually creating our body by the way we think, you know, the way we feel, and the way we will, the way we act. We're creating our next body. So you know, if we really check ourselves, where we're at, you know, which body would I have if I left my body today, you know, then we can make a little test of, you know, what is our body, what is our consciousness like? Are we full of desires, material desires? Are we full of Krishna consciousness, or what percentage of those types of desires? So we can test ourselves and see what kind of body we're creating. And if we see that we're still very far from being fully Krishna consciousness, then it's like a check, a wake-up call to not lose time, to make sure that whatever time we have left, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, we really make plans, you know, very concrete plans to increase our Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada at the end of the purport makes it very clear that the Krishna consciousness movement is facilitating that by creating the association and the proper facilities to allow its members to develop full Krishna consciousness. So we have all the different elements in the movement are to allow the members to develop Krishna consciousness, like the chanting, the worshipping in the temple, the reading of scriptures, the service we perform, and association of devotees. So all these things will absorb our consciousness in Krishna consciousness. If we really just follow the process, no matter where we're at, what level of spiritual advancement we're at, if we follow the process, Srila Prabhupada guaranteed that we will become fully Krishna consciousness at the end of our life, if we follow these principles and activities of the movement. And even if the movement cannot fulfill all our basic needs and we need to work, get a job and work to maintain our families and ourselves, then we have to be very careful to keep the basic needs and the activities, the material activities to a minimum, to the basic needs, and continue giving most of our energy as much as we can to the, you know, these practices of chanting, reading, worshipping, serving, and associating. So if we don't have the possibility to be fully maintained by the temple and serve in the temple, which makes it, of course, more easy, then we have to balance our work and all the Krishna consciousness activities. And of course, most devotees in the world will have to balance like that between their work and their social obligations and the Krishna conscious activities that the movement is offering. So we really have to check every once in a while, you know, because we get into the practice mode, sadhana, and we practice our Krishna consciousness, but we many times don't make this check, like as when the moment of death comes, then we really, you know, there's no question of being mechanical. We have to really see what level of attachment of Krishna consciousness we have at that moment. So we can do that also through our life. Once in a while, we do some assessment of where we're at to make sure that we don't waste time, miss opportunities, and to also, you know, adjust in whatever ways we have to adjust our lifestyle to make sure we're on the right track. It's very easy to get distracted and let material desires take us off course. It's in material nature is very strong, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, and it can easily, you know, put us on a different track. And many times we find out once we're way out, you know, off track. But it's good to keep testing ourselves or checking ourselves, or at least allowing others to check for us if we don't want to do it ourselves. So are there any comments or questions on the very long verses and purport of today? There's a lot of verses of Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada quotes to make all the points very clear. So we can see how Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they speak the same language in different ways, in the sense that Srimad Bhagavatam gives a lot of stories to make it more easy to read. It's less philosophical. We have a lot of stories and pastimes of encounters of personalities. It's intertwined philosophy with actual events and persons meeting each other and enlightening each other, and stories and wars and all kinds of adventures. So it's a wonderful book to read regularly.
Mother?
Well, you mentioned yourself to check every Ekadashi is a good way to check if we are getting more taste for just chanting and reading and being less, you know, active, less, you know, passionate, let's say. So that's one way of checking. But I guess one will feel the mode of goodness makes one more peaceful. So you can check if you can concentrate more and hear better, and you know, study better, and you know, worship better, and associate better with devotees. So there's many ways that one can check if one is developing the mode of goodness within Krishna consciousness. Because of course we're not necessarily after the mode of goodness by itself, because you know, there's many persons who might be in goodness but not going in the same direction as where we're going. They might have not the same destination. Because goodness itself is not going to take us to Krishna Loka, but it's within the process of Krishna consciousness. It's very helpful if we are in goodness and practicing Krishna consciousness. It's a very steady track. Some transcendental arrangement or encounter, or Krishna is in dialogue with them and haven't sorted out yet whether to go or not go. So there's definitely a different dynamics involved with devotees. Any other points, comments? By the force of the mind, we get another body. Yeah, the mind is very powerful. We know that. It takes us here and there, even in this life, what to speak, life after life. I was thinking when we have, like, I had an experience when I had a car accident. That's a good way also to test where we're at. If we're going to chant Hare Krishna, or if we're going to be distracted or fearful, or, you know, what are we going to think about? And so I don't recommend it as a testing method, but all those who've had that experience, they can feel if you know, if they really made some advancement in Krishna consciousness, if they really depend on Krishna and ask Krishna for help and protection. question. It's a very long question, but what I could answer is that she sees that there's a lot of tensions between devotees, and she's asking what behavior to follow or look up to. So I think it goes a little bit also to what we were mentioning about the influence of passion or goodness, that as long as we're influenced by passion, then there would be much more problems of relationships, and there will be frictions and, tensions. And the more we actually practice Krishna consciousness properly, then these tensions and relationship problems should diminish. And we should associate, of course, with those persons, devotees, who can give us some shelter and some guidance as to how to get more in goodness. Otherwise, if we associate with persons who are also very much influenced by passion, then we will have frictions, different types. But we do have to live amongst each other, so we have to address these relationship problems and try to find solutions. And usually the solution is oneself to practice better Krishna consciousness. Because you can also find material solutions to kind of make things go forward a little bit, despite the fact that relationships are not so good. But the best solution is if we come to the level of properly practicing Krishna consciousness, then normally the tensions and the relationship problems should either disappear or at least diminish a lot to a manageable kind of level of difficulty. Thank you. At least it's a nice example, diamonds and diamonds, even though it could be a little bit rough sometimes. Any other comments or points? Also? Association is very important. He says, the root cause of one's association is the mind. So the association of the right source will help us in overcoming and becoming more steady. Any other comments, points? Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Premanandi.